شمعي الردانة يس ويلكم تو انذر كوفي ويز سوب خرافي. So my thought today, I am stealing from Sahil Bloom, I think is the full name. He does a little thing on the online, and he talks about you want to increase your surface area of luck. That by taking certain actions, or you know, certain behaviors, your luck surface area will increase. So it's an interesting idea, and definitely in a concept I will apply more to decision making. And the concept he gets at is when you're making a decision, what will yield you the larger surface area of luck, whereas it's kind of like that old idea where serendipity is kind of like preparation meets chance, that with serendipity you are taking actions to sort of, you know, put yourself in a spot, and then something comes up and it's like, you know, oh wow, this was, you know, you were ready for the good fortune, or, you know, being able to take advantage of a situation, or simply being in a situation that you might not have. And I think that is cool. Mi scusi again. So I had tried this the other day and was like, okay, like what's the choice that, you know, if I go on an adventure, what is the, you know, what is the better thing? What are, you know, you can simply really, by saying yes to things and doing things, you will just increase your area, because you're doing things, you'll be getting out in the world, you're getting out with people, and right, the more you're sort of bumping into things like a molecule, the greater chance something will happen. So, you know, there you have it. I think that's something we can remember, and I'm remembering it, and I hope it brings some interesting knowledge to you or thoughts. Other thought recently is, for me specifically, learning the idea of you don't have to reply to people or necessarily like be as concerned or worrying about that outcome. You can simply show up and be like, oh, okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you did this. Great. If I don't hear from you, great. If I hear from you, great. And really getting into that process more. And then you can observe kind of how people act, what they do, and then you can adjust your behavior accordingly. I think that's some wisdom here. So kind of like the theme of how can we prime ourselves for success or make more choices that lead us to better outcomes. Maybe not better, but more favorable outcomes that can help us live a better, maybe the wrong word, but a life that's fulfilling for us. We can get our best. We can simply do things. I am always having these fun thoughts. As you know, Uncle Howard is my uncle. And there we have it. So, increasing our luck surface area. Say yes. Just do stuff. Go on adventures. Communication has definitely been on my mind as well. It's something we take for granted. I think it's a skill we could foster a bit more in our education system, and how we express ourselves and how we, you know, go from something in our head to explaining that to people, as well as talking with or, you know, sharing ourselves with people and being open to them sharing themselves with us. It's a two-way street, and that, you know, you have to be willing to receive others and then be expressing yourself in your most authentic way. And that lets us be our most true self. And I had a really good chat with my senpai yesterday, talking about life and how we're all unique. We each have our own strengths and weaknesses, stories and things that are part of us, and how we can show up in the world. So, yeah. very satisfied with that. Got to have a nice, really good chat with my senpai. And as I'm getting older, I'm appreciating more of those times where we have a really good connection with someone, a good chat, a bit of just, you know, reflecting on life, things, and what we can add to our lives and to others. I'd be present for someone. We get to be there for them, let them, you know, sometimes you need someone to talk to, because, you know, if we just let things bounce around in our head, I don't know, that could be not so, so good. And for work wise in terms of coffee, I've definitely been making an effort to be more present and just sort of, okay, cool, you need this, great, whatever, doesn't really make a difference. Oh, you need more of this, great, you need this. It's for me unlocking a little different version of customer service, or really just being in a frame of mind where we can make a difference by serving for people. So that's cool, right? We get to really be our best version and our best self. Gym is good. We're in the bulk. I'm like hiccuping. It's another day, another dollar is the real for Uncle Howard. Alright, we are, our actions and things truly worth it are worth, you know, are some effort. Whether that's going to the gym, finding a relationship, working on yourself, putting in time for a hobby that you enjoy, time with loved ones, and well, you just sort of be there for the world, do your thing, be a little bit. I know, I just sort of like lost it there. Coffee-wise, I've been trying to hit a place a week or every other week. I went to the city and got to enjoy the Blue House Lane company by Port Pitsy, and it's an Australian chain that is here in the States. And oh man, years into my years asking me about macchiato versus the caramel macchiato served, I was like more than happy to get the macchiato that is more traditionally served at the, you know, coffee houses. And that's, you know, a fun little marketing thing with Starbucks, and the Starbucks is kind of like, well, it modified an existing thing, and it is a thing that you can get. So, you know, the caramel macchiato, as I've talked before, you can see videos on it. The only thing that is really done is create confusion to people. But otherwise, Starbucks is good. The Aliado has been, I haven't really talked about that. Aliado's been like, okay, it's different. The mouthfeel is definitely a change in texture in the mouth. So will that be a trend that goes into specialty coffee? Maybe no. It's just a little, maybe a little too out there. There's other ways you can innovate instead of being like, oh yeah, we have olive oil coffee for you. Like, maybe no. Olive oil coffee is okay. Not really sure. Yeah, I will be going to Coffee Fest in a few weeks. Another great learning opportunity to fine-tune my craft of customer service. You know, how can we be always making those moments for people? How can we like tweak things in such a way that it is a little bit better? We can learn. So that is a little something for the me. Yes, yes, let the darkness flow. So I'm just at the gym. We're pretty much doing it like 5 or 6 days a week. And the bulk or muscle hypertrophy, trying to, you know, grow the actual muscles, the size. So I think that's a good phase to be now. We were doing strength before, just getting stronger. And I was looking at some old videos. Rather, my trainer, Taylor, had a video of me when I'd gone for, you know, 315 was my, that was like my 1RM. And now I'm like, oh yeah, we could do 4 plates pretty comfortably without really worrying about it. So that's cool. You can kind of see your progress over time in the gym, that, you know, how strong you get your technique in something like a squat goes to greater depth, then that's also a really good improvement because you're able to, you know, do that ass to grass and be stable, and your body can do that instead of like a limited range of motion squat, which I would argue is not as beneficial. The full range is definitely things to say, and I'm no official trainer, as lots of the mind pump and picked up a few things here and there. So it's, yeah, 2024. So we're in the second month. We're chilling, bro. We're just, you know, doing our workout, doing our Pokemans, talking like little Texan Bex and whatever, Tex-Mex, Colaches. So you get a little entertainment, a little laugh, a little life advice from the Claverini today. The blue something was pretty good. Definitely, I liked their espresso, and then I was like, you know what, let me get that as a bean coffee. And the taste was definitely not as, not almost extreme, but it was more pronounced in the espresso, right? Because that's really bringing out the flavor of the specific bean, which is not something I've had the chance to really experiment with, because I'm just kind of like chilling. Just like, hey, like, you know, when you really get to extract that flavor and do the, you know, espresso versus like a brewed coffee, like the notes will be a bit more. So definitely something for me to consider, getting a manual espresso machine, because it is a, how do you say, and is the classic, you know, you could do the mocha pot. There's many ways to make a coffee for having a good time in the coffee. I'm just about to turn to the gym, and yeah, it's, we're just chilling, bro. So yes, I hope you're good, and we will see you soon. Oh my, only 12 minutes. What a short episode. I barely didn't even tell you. I got it pretty quick. Little Hava, little Magilla. Anyways, my friends, yes.